Okay, continuing on Kesman base. So we had a very interesting discussion of somebody who had bought all three lands from somebody who owed all types of money. And then so the first purchaser bought all three. The second purchaser bought just the Idis and Ziburis and left the Bainis by the original purchaser. So then Nalaka was that the second purchaser does not need to give up his Ziburis because he can say, I was particular what I bought. I made sure to only buy the Ziburis, which has got no chance to you. And therefore, I don't need to give you my land. This is worked out. So without this soil permit, you would have thought that the second purchaser would have to pay, even though there's bainis by the first purchase. Why should the second one have to pay? He doesn't have the bainis. Why should he have to pay? Bahu gets bainis. So the state's an open. Bahu can choose. Bahu can force the guy to pay up Ziburis if he wants. So what's the svar here? He's saying, I was particularly one. As the svar, I'm sure, said that something which is no shkia, I never dreamt when I bought this Ziburis that you were going to go and ask which type of Bahu wants the Ziburis. You're right, you've got a right to claim it. I never dreamt that I bought it and you would. You would take it from me, and therefore I didn't do anything wrong in buying it, and I don't need to give it up. That's
not paying anything wrong,
not really. It wasn't meant to be a risk, it's not something which is to be expected.
There's such a low power buying something which is subject to the deal,
not subject to the deal, wrong. Yeah, no, I mean, if a person buys something knowing that somebody else has a lien on it, he knows, yeah, I might have to give it up. See, in the Mois Al-Kirna Tzvi, it's called. You're putting your money on the horns of the gazelle, which means that you run a risk of losing it. But that's only because he should have been not bought it. But why? There's no reason to suspect that Aaron would take it away from him. And he didn't do anything wrong, He didn't. He was perfectly...
He's not negligent.
You're right. You're buying it then. So mainly that, he doesn't lose up his land. That's the Tosafot which we learned yesterday. Now, after the Tosafot, by instant time of the Hawking Talk, in the middle of Tosafot Avol, after Tosafot, below Yitzchak, it's four, the first word of the line is Delis.
What?
Delis.
Delis. Oh.
Right? No?
We're in the middle of the Tosafot, the middle of the Tosafot Avol.
Third Tosafot. ולא יצריך לתיימה ולהוכי תורכי וזוב נערו ולא יחוזי לו. This second purchaser did not need to come up with his claim that I only bought you land. I bought land specifically, it's not going to show to you. Ela mishom de zoban ziburis. Because he bought ziburis. And mishom zoban idis, the fact that he also bought idis, he doesn't need to explain why he's not giving up the idis. Why? If he bought Idis and he left Ziburis and Bainis by the original owner, purchaser, lo yitzrich, he didn't need to say, you know, I don't need to give up my Idis. Why? Because Moshe is Shema in Yacholit Chosei Tzal Bainis with Ziburis. Had he come to the original purchaser, after I blank your Idis, what would Shimon have said?
No
shame. No shame. You go to get the maintenance, all the Ziburis, one of the two. Come, Levi, Yochel Itzvay. So to Levi, what Idis could do the same thing, could also push him off to the Idis and to the maintenance of the Ziburis. The Ma'achel Rishon Sheni calls Fus, Shetov Yodai. Rishon Sheni sold to Levi all the spheres that Sheni had. And just like Sheni would never have had to give up his Idis. So to Levi, he doesn't have to give up the Indies. Shimon have to give up the Indies, so he can say, go and give him the Indies, and give him the voice. So to Shimon, Levi, who bought this land, could say, don't come to me, go back to Shimon and take from him the Indies or the Zibus.
That general rule will end itself with people.
Yeah.
That's not even a benefit.
It is.
Why? Because yes, what question he has no
penises. Why happened if there's no Venus and Zeus? What would that have got?
Okay, that's a fair reason.
Right, so here, yeah, Lady bought it. He's only got Venus.
I know, but why is he even knocking on Lady's door?
Because you're down in the suburbs.
But not to hell.
Yes, because there's no
other land. That's a big deal if there's no other land.
There is
no
other land. Lady's got no other land. Lady's got no other land.
No, but he's at the wrong address. Because there's a Shimon who's around who has
That's just like Shiva would have been able to say, why come to me? Go and take the Venus of the Boris. Don't come to the Indians, go take the Venus of the Boris. Because he had it. Right? Shiva has the Venus of the Boris. So to Levi, who bought it from Shiva, all their rights, sent it to someone else, sent it back to Shiva to get the Venus of the Boris. That means, and it being the original guy, original guy, he had sold the Venus of the Boris, and he's left with it. Where would the Balfour have gone to?
To the original guy.
To get Idis.
Not only that, but not only that. So are we talking about a case where it wasn't sold simultaneously?
No.
But the case that you just gave where the original
death. Now, I'm just trying to prove a point. And you see that Idis is the Shulam as well.
Oh, of course.
If there isn't anything.
If there is anything else, he only has Idis. And there is no source that has any chain of title back to the original owner. Of course, I mean, right.
So Levi, who bought Idis, and he has nothing else. So you're right, though. That what you're saying is right. But just the Baal Peh comes in and says, this field is Meshulot. It's true. If there's another land I can take, you should give me the other land. But you don't have another land to give me. So give me the Baal Peh, give me the Idis. To which Levi can turn around and say, no, I bought this field from Shimon. Shimon had a right to push you off to his business. So I've got a right to push you off to Shimon's business. That's why.
As long as Shimon's business was purchased from that same original owner.
Yeah.
And if he had his own business and his own ears, there's no Shimon whatsoever. It's just because there's no.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was also bothered about the extent of the teaching, but I think that's a shot.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So that's Tosis. So Tosis told us about the Gechidosh, which we saw Rashi hold in Tavzayin and Beis. Rashi hold and Tosis hold that Baal Choyv has a right to take from Zibois, even against the wish of the borrower, even against the wish of the loiver, the Baal Choyv can take from the Zibois. And the Rosh we know holds on to them. That's what Tosis holds, that the Baal Choyv can take from the Zibois, even against his. The Levi's wish. When Levi bought the Zeboris, really the Baal Peh does have a right to take that land away. Just you can turn around and say that no, I'm so particular to buy Dafka Zeboris. Why did I buy Dafka Zeboris? Because it's very unlikely that you would get it. Therefore, we explain there's no negligence in it of Shia, and that's why Muslim Shkhit, which is it's not common to happen, therefore, the Baal Peh can't take it away from Levi. So, yesterday, when we learned, we asked the Kasha on Rashi. I'd like to suggest a Teretz. This is covered off by many Akronim. I'd like to suggest a Teretz. Rashi said, the Gemara says, Rotsa Mizegiva, Rotsa Mizegiva. Remember the case? He sold Beinemis to Levi. Rotsa Mizegiva, Rotsa Mizegiva. He either came from Levi. And take the benefits of that, the land that was Meshuvot. Or he can go to Shimon and take the Zeboris. And so after that, take the Zeboris. Why should he be able to go to Shimon and take the Zeboris? So we know. But why? We know. Because against the wish, I can take the Zeboris. But Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said the reason is because Shimon became the Baal Din. Shimon Kira took over the role of Reuven. Since Shimon bought all the lands of Reuven, he became took over the din. He became Kira the I don't know what the word is. What's opposite of plaintiff? Substitute for the defendant. Okay, if that's the right word. Right. And so he now became the one that you came from. Why? Because he became the Baldin. So we didn't understand why. Why do you have to come on to he became the Baldin? Typically, that every lawyer, every Malvin has a right to take away Ziburis, just like you take the Bain and you take the Ziburis. So Shimon had Bain and Ziburis in Hades. So he could have taken the Bain, he could have taken the Ziburis. Shimon sold the Bain. It's okay, so I can take the Ziburis. Why did we need to come on to at Baldin Shimon? Why did he need to come on? That was a cash which we had yesterday. I'd like to suggest a tarot, maybe a little bit novel, but I think it's still correct. We said that Levi who buys Ziburis doesn't need to give it up. Why not?
Unlike
very little risk of being like, oh, right, that's right, I bought. So Shimon bought all three. But what was going through his mind when he bought all three? Bain this, something might buy it. Okay. But Ziburis is very unlikely they will claim it. Very unlikely that the Baltimore will claim it. Mm-hmm. So when I bought the Ziburis, I bought it never dreaming that you would take it from me. So I don't need to give it up. Mm-hmm. Although a Baltimore's got a right to take Bainis or Ziburis, that's from the original person who owes him money. Because mm-hmm. when he owed him money, it's your own money. I think I can choose what I'm getting from. I'll do the Bainis one. I'll take the Ziburis. So you owe me money, I can choose what. We're not talking. Now it's true, he bought three lands. So he definitely put his money on risk when he bought the business. But did he, when he bought the Ziburis as well, was he negligent in that? Did he think maybe somebody would take it from him? If they said, Balchay shouldn't take it from me, why should he take it from me? And therefore, he really could also claim what Levi claimed. When Levi claimed for Ziburis, he claimed, no, I never dreamt you'd take it. So Shimon of all three could also claim that regarding the Ziburis.
While he's holding the
Ziburis.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So therefore, really, he shouldn't have to give up the Ziburis.
Mm-hmm.
It's only because he became the Baldin. He became as if he was Reuben. So Reuben has to give up the Ziburis. He really has to give up the Ziburis. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. You're my mother. Why do you have to come on to that? Why don't you just say, I'm going to Ziburis? Dad says, no. Because when I bought the Ziburis first batch, I never dreamt that you, Mr. Balfour, would take it. So I was never, it's like Mr. Balfour, I never didn't do anything wrong by buying it. So the only reason why he has to give up is because he's the he became the Balfour. He became the replacement of the original guy. Yossi, you missed the good vote. From Var. I don't tend to know, he's still like Mr. Shish. I have to wait until maybe a bit later to you like come down to that. Yeah, I think it's time to think about it. We wrote it down like about 20 years ago, but I really think it's true. I saw a lot of other Shasha Americans, yeah.
Yeah.
So not last, it's a whole bunch of others, but this is Chiddush Day. Yeah. I want to show you that comes on. Okay, fine. Yes, you want to hit? Okay, we asked the Kasha yesterday, asked the question that we know Tosfos Rashi holds that Balchoyv can go and take the Bainis, and he can also take the Ziburis, even against the wish of the person who is holding the Ziburis. So Tosfos spoke out, why did the second purchaser get off the hook? He bought Ziburis and Inis, and he said, I don't need to pay because I was very careful to buy land that's not yours. So the thing is, why do you need to say that? Because really, the Balfour could take Ziburis. But because the same purchaser was so magbid to Dafka buy the Ziburis and not the Bainis, what did he mean to say? So I'm sure it was Masbir's day. It's a Masbir Shrika. I never dreamt that you, Mr. Balfour, will take the Ziburis. So I didn't do anything. It wasn't like I knew you had a shibboleth and I still bought it, and that's why I have to give up. I wasn't for share. I was going to share it. It's not so stupid that you would come and claim it. And therefore, when I bought this land, it was without any knowledge that there was this type of shivut, that everybody would take it. And therefore, I can keep this land. You've got a shivut, I've got a shivut, we both have a shivut. So who's got it? I've got it. And I keep it. That's how sure it was. Yesterday, that's in Shmuel's chat, which is a good chance. Just like a Milval pair, we said, although there was a shivut on the land, simply no coil, the person who bought it doesn't have to give it up. So to hear this, give a no coil, Al-Khir will come and take it. No, he won't come and take it. In the business. So maybe that I am doing anything, using the word wrong. Maybe I don't like the word wrong, but when I bought this land, there was no coil on it, that you're going to take away this. Right? That's how Shmuelzovsky explains Levi. So we had the question on Rashi. Rashi said, and when the Baal Choyv, in a case when the first purchaser sold Beinonis and kept for himself Idis and Ziburis. So Rotsu Mizegev. The Baal Choyv can either go to Levi, why Levi? Because of Beinonis. Or he can go to Ruvay, or he can go to Shimei. And Rashi says, you know why I can go to Shimei? Because you're my Baal Din. We had a question, why do you have to come on to Baal Din? He can go to Shimon because Rashi Shitta is that the Baal Choyv can take either Beinus or Ziboris. He can choose which one he wants. So you can go to Shimon because you've got my Ziboris. So I can go to whichever one I want. That's the Kasha which we had. You with us still? Good, that's a good idea. So I think that's it. That when Shimon bought the fields, when he bought the three fields, he bought all three. What was going through his mind when he bought all three? Beinus, it could be in Arami, maybe they'll come and take it from me. So he was silly for buying it. He was a Peshayim for buying it. He knew that somebody might come and take it away from him. So he took the risk and he could lose it. Ziburis, when he bought all three, but when he bought the Ziburis as well at the same time, what was he thinking then? Is there any risk of anyone taking it away from me?
Yeah.
No? Mostly Shira.
If it was a wife,
yeah. Regardless of his Baal Choyv, if the wife would come, he wouldn't have a leg to stand. But here, we're not talking about the wife coming. Regarding this Baal Choyv, is there any risk of the Baal Choyv taking it from you?
Yes.
Very unlikely.
Why?
Most of the Shira.
No.
It's a very unlikely. Since it's very unlikely, so I've got a shivut, he's got a shivut, I have to lose it. Where did we say that the Baal Choyv can take whichever one he wants? That's because the original person that owes him money. So there, I can choose which land you owe me money. I can choose which land I want. I can take the business, or I can take the Ziburis. We're not talking about the original guy. We're talking about the guy that bought it. And the only reason why the guy that bought it, who is also a ship of land, is now, the only reason why he has to give out is because there was a coil and he was negligent by buying it. He should know there's a coil. Therefore, he has to give out. Is there a coil that the Baal Choyv will take the Ziburis? So as much as when Levi bought it, he could say, well, I didn't do anything wrong by buying it because of no coil. I never dreamt you would take it. That's a muscle of Shikha. I never dreamt you would take it from me. Shimon could say the same. It's true Shimon bought all three. But that doesn't mean that it's all one big din. Regarding the beingness, it's true. He was in Yech Boisa of Keratzi. He took the risk. He began to lose it. But regarding the Ziburis, it's also something that's legit. And therefore, he can say, no, I'm keeping my Ziburis. And it's only because it's the Baal Din. He became the Baal Din. He became like the original Ruvay. That's why he's thinking about it. That's why Rashi says, you're my Baal Din. Nice, it's my Kepshat. Yeah, the cast on this chat is why Nochel didn't say it.
Yeah,
but it's a good chance. No, they meant. Okay. Motzi Omele, one more thesis. Motzi Omele, Nachti Yechon, Mokin Ligvus. Who's this? Who's Motzi Omele? Who's he could say?
Maybe we
can say Nachti Yechon, Mokin Ligvus. If Levi bought Beinus and left Beinus by Shimei, then he could say, I left for you another land to be going with one. So Tosfos said this, Yossi already told us from Tosfos. It's not exact, this expression. There's no such svara that I left you mokum lignos, because we're talking about two purchases, one purchase from the original owner, and one purchase from that guy. They're both lands were meshubud for this loan. They're both paying this. There's nobody in it. Both lands were bought, both lands in the shibud of them. So there's no b'nei chorin. So this expression, I left you a place to be going from, that's an expression of b'nei chorin. Don't come to the meshubud, shibud, there's a b'nei chorin. But there isn't any b'nei chorin. Like Tosfos said beforehand in Otzmi Zegayim, but there is no b'nei chorin. So this expression is inaccurate. Because you can't use this expression only regarding the original owner. Then you can say, the purchaser can say, don't come to me, I left you place by the original owner to claim from.
Why can you say that this is the wrong and this is correct? You said a second ago that Shimon takes over the entire profile of Reuven. So, yeah, he bought everything. So now everything will contribute to people. And just like Reuven wouldn't have to, if he sold two properties on to somebody else, and there's another property by his place, he would say, and that's your place. So, do the air.
Two points. Number one is Tosfos definitely doesn't hold. Tosfos didn't say Rash is above him. Rash, Tosfos didn't say it. Yeah? And Tosfos in the second Tosfos on the page already introduced us that rule does not apply. It only applies to the original owner, not to the other, not to land that were bought. That's some. If I want to get out of this question, say, bringing Rush to the same thesis, it's not really fair. This is never said this, so Rush.
You're going to see it in the reason the same.
But the second version, also true. That what we said, that it comes like the second, like the owner. Like the owner only said that, meaning that he's got a right to take the Zaburis, means I can call the shot which land I'm taking. Just like with the original owner, I could call the shot, meet the Balkoi, he called the shot, which land I'm taking. So too with you, I can call the shot, which land I'm taking. But it doesn't make it the Roi B'nei Echorin. B'nei Echorin is a fact. Were lands there meshubud or not meshubud? So B'nei Echorin means that, like we explained the other day, and going to Rechot meshubud, this land, the Rekeah, has bought, it's got shibud to it. Don't take my land that's got shibud, rather go to a land that has no other shibud apart from your shibud. Now the fact is that Shimon has a shibud on his land. Shimon maybe became he definitely has a shibud on his land. He bought this land, he paid for it. He's got a shibud on it. It's true, he'll have to somehow get the money back from the original owner. But he has a shibud on his land, so it doesn't make sense to say any goyim and avodim mishubodim, b'mochem sheit mishubodim. They're both mishubodim. This land is mishubod to David. This land is not less.
It's fewer people. Right.
Okay. We don't find that this is such a rule. Ain't going with a chazak shabbodin, but mokum sheish less than shabbodin. If I'm mokum sheish, then you're hurrying that with that. Then I'm mokum sheish,
maybe not one.
So they're going to say what the pshat is.
No, maybe not. I know. You have to ask the way to the little.
No.
Because the one I'm using is a little text.
Right. This is once again, the Tosfos speaks to us. That something the Gemara says something literally. It's not literal. Instead of making up some crazy killers, that there's two levels of shibudim, one shibud, one two shibudim, which says it's not one of them, we make up killers there. The world view of places versus the world view of Yossi.
This is the finish.
It's very hard.
This is the finish. That means that I have a feeling that this is Pinnacle.
This is a shiny. What's better, to read something literal and come up with a chiddush halacha which is very mechudash, or to change the understanding, simple understanding of the Gemara, and not making a new halacha which is mechudash. That's the shaylah shakti between Rabbi Yosef Benjamin and Rabbi Natan, or really whoever the place is. Shaylah shakti, everyone can choose which one they want to follow. But I'm just explaining why I didn't want to go like this, because it's better to maybe adjust what's written than to come up with a chiddush noyah with these levels of shibudim, two levels, three levels, something which we haven't found in Shabbat as well. No.
Does
Rashi
ever
use
the terminology without that?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you do it here?
Well, Matzah. <Well, so. laughs> And after the Amokim Niggas, Lav Adav Kir Kaoma, Hailish, till they shy at the main office. They said it's not shy to say it. Hello, Gabriel Biden, only by Biden you said it. I'm going to care, let me show you. Because they're both your Shibuddin. So what did it mean? Okay, it says Lav Adav Kir, what did it mean? The words of the Gemara meant like this. Meshum, the Ma, Mocha, Rish, and Shady. They're all Yisrael. When Shimon sold his land to Levi, he sold it with all the rights that Shimon has. For who, and he, meaning Shimon, if the Baal Peh would have come along and said, give me this Venus, he could have said, Shimon could have said, no, I'm choosing, I'm calling the shots, I'm giving you this Venus. So to Levi, so to Levi can also do the same. Levi can say, I don't know, you're not in this business, I'm calling the shots, take that business, which business is one that Shimon has. Yeah? So he's saying, if the Baal Chevra would come to Shimon and say, Shimon had two business, and say, give me this business, Shimon would say, I don't know, you can't tell me which land you want, I'm going to tell you which land I want. So to when Levi bought the land, Levi bought one of the business, which Shimon could have said, I'm choosing which one, Levi can now choose which one. Levi can say to the Baal Chevra, you're not calling the shots, I'm calling the shots. I'll tell you which business to get, not mine, Shimon's.
And Levi didn't retain that right. So like Levi can't, if he comes to, excuse me, Shimon did not retain that right, even though he did, so he can't, if
Shimon sold it.
First went to Shimon, he can't say, but Levi, he's got it.
He can't do that because he sold that. He sold that wrong to Levi. So let me just ask you a quick question, just to make sure if everyone's understanding anything. This data says who calls the shots, who decides which land to give?
Shimon
or Levi, the person that owns the business. And the previous data says who calls the shots? The Baal Peh, is that still or not?
One case, no.
Do you hear the question, Yossi?
No.
How are we answering it?
In one case, two of the business being split between two different people.
Mm-hmm.
And where it's written between different people, like the person who sold it, so the part sold all the rights with it. So the rights to kind of.
What rights did he have? What rights did he have? What rights?
Well, if the Baal Peh says, I'm that being this, not that being this.
So that's the question I'm asking. Why? In the previous thesis, said if the Baal Peh said, I want this land, he can take it, Baal Peh.
No,
why
no.
Now?
He didn't take the Venus.
Right.
He can't choose which
Venus. Oh, why not? Oh, that's a theory. That's what the question that maybe is a theory, which isn't. And that's what I'm asking. What's the difference? You're right. Maybe I could have said exactly right. He can choose Venus or Zipporis, but he can't choose which Venus. That's what's clear in the sugya. Why not? If the Baal Peh can choose which land, why can't you choose which Beis Din is?
Because the Baal
Peh. Oh, very good, yeah. So by the Baal Peh, Beis Din is Beis Din. If you want a particular Beis Din, you want to choose a particular Beis Din, that somehow gives it some element of Idis. Hashenke, Beis Din is Zipporis. If I'm choosing particularly Zipporis, say this, it's like a I can choose which one, but I can't force you to give up a particular business because it happens to be on my next to my field or something. I can't choose because then it's an element of business. Like, not awesome. That's what we see from the Sugya. Right? This place says, third place on page says that Balfour can choose. I'm taking the Zibor's Balfour, right? No, fourth place on the third page says that the Shimon had the right to say which land to give up. What's the chat? Because the Shimon was talking about two businesses. Then he can say which land I'm giving you. Levi, who bought the land, has that right which Shimon would have had. And therefore, Shimon, Levi can say, don't take this. I'm choosing which land. I can tell you the amount. Hey, go to that land. It's a better land.
So, what would happen in the case of it's on a cash? Yeah, it's Muhammad. I'm going to ask about Yesi Manis and two Zimbabwe. So, let's say two Manis and divorce. We just said he can force and sell the Manis. The force of our or he can actually force him to get the divorce. And she will be in the town of divorce.
Of course,
Why not? No, this is because it's starting in close to Idis. Right. Nice.
Ah. Nice.
If you're the longest song, choosing a particular bane that makes a type of Idis, but choosing a particular divorce, make it like a bane. It should be a
dictated
by a cop.
Why don't they come in? Maybe it's the easy.
Idis. How do you get to Idis? How do you get to Idis? Because it's three water and choosing, maybe. No. I said, nice, now I have an answer. I somehow very much doubt that he can force them to give a particular divorce, but I don't have it right. Very nice, interesting shade.
You see, only basis within the Dalai choose any particular tract of land in parcel. From divorce or from families, because by choosing, he's actually promoting the status of that particular piece of land.
To say the only basis is for me to answer that would be either by gaiva or anything else, stupidity. I know I'm not going to explain it that way, but it's the only way I would know. I'm not going to say it. Maybe there's other now. But it could be in the case of Yossi's case.
Could be, yes.
The fact that Nochum's mother, the fact that Zibor is bigger, more land, makes it type of a business. It could be Zibor is bigger, and choosing makes it a man up to Idis. It makes the man. Zibor is bigger than Zibor is, makes it like this. And then the choosing, which one will make it like this?
Why is it more land? Because he still has damage in this and that. This is not what's owed. So he has to get the equivalent value. What's owed?
So
it's going to be larger and more land, but this thing is, it doesn't come into a higher grade. It doesn't make the soil any better.
It doesn't make it better, but it's got a certain element in it.
I can see perhaps that it's more convenient, but
it's got adjacent land. You can ask interesting China limits. Be the longest of not sure what would be if it'd be to divorce him, could he force him to give one particular divorce?
In general, you could say that although the Balfour has got the right to choose the state of the land, nevertheless, irrespective of that, you can say that the person who will give over the land has got the choice of which land is actually going to give, and the Balfour can't be more.
Yeah, the question is what? Our question is what? You're right. That's the very dry halakha.
Yeah.
The question is what? If the reason is because by choosing which bainis it's making a type of idis, then we're going to have his question.
I know.
If it's other reason.
Yeah. I have one more question for now.
Can we just finish this first?
Sure.
Is that okay? Aval, Eloy Shovik bainis de Kavose. But if he had not left any business, equivalent business, by Shimon had Levi bought all the business, when Matzin Itzel Ziburis, he wouldn't have been able to push him away to go to the Ziburis, which is by Shimon, the Shinami. Even Shimon wouldn't have been able to do that. Shimon doesn't have a right to push the Balfour to the Ziboris.
Why not?
Why, yeah? You did not have to get babies.
What?
Not meant to get babies.
No.
The Mbappe can choose which
one.
What? The Mbappe can choose which one. But if the Mbappe decides he wants babies, the Mishnah says the Mbappe can
choose. Wait a minute, he'd say, I'll sell the divorce back to.
Oh, very good.
To who?
The Imishum. Because if you'll say, maybe Ishos, yes. If you're quiet and take the zibros, good. If not, I'll sell the zibros back to Ruben.
Oh, you sell back to Ruben or sell back?
I sell back to Ruben.
I think it's value. Or give it back to Schultz. Give it back to
Shimon had the right to say, go to take the zibros. Why? Because they were going to say, maybe this one, we said earlier, they can say, I'll sell it back to Ruben. And then you had to get the Zippers Ruben. No, this is saying that Levi has no right to push it back because even Shimon had no right. So he never bought that right. So we now discuss Shimon. Shimon never had the right to say that take the Zippers. But maybe Levi doesn't have a right to say take the Zippers, right? Well, why doesn't Shimon have a right to say take the Zippers? I could have said, if you don't take the Zippers, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give it back to sell it back to Ruben, and then you'd have to get the Ziboris.
That's you would.
No,
you could.
You could. No.
And the whole plot to follow the plot. I'll do it.
It's really going to figure out. The mission is shots in. You're in my life. The Balfour will say, I'm pulling your blood. Let me say that. What are you offering me? You're offering me either Ziboris or Ziboris. That's what you're offering me. I'm going for beans. You're telling me, well, take the Zippers. If you don't take the Zippers, I'm going to send it back to Ruben. And then what will I get? Zippers. What are you offering me? Either Zippers or Zippers. Oh, thank you very much. I'll wait for you to do it. So since you won't do it, because trying to send it back to Ruben is a hassle, a crazy hassle, Ruben doesn't have any money.
Obviously, he could if he wants. He wants a hassle.
Right. So this is all. Halachic prison holds a threat, right? If you don't do it, I will go and do this. So you better take it, okay? You're trying to threaten me. I'll wait for you to do it. Don't just threaten me. Go ahead and do it. Let's see you doing it. And since it's a paragon, Gadol, going to do it. So therefore, he wouldn't do it. Therefore, Shimon doesn't have a right to say go and take Zibos. If Shimon doesn't have a right to say Zibos, maybe you report the vainness also doesn't have a right to say go again go and do this verse. Because the Balfour will say to them exactly the same thing. I'll wait for you to do it. Right? You go ahead. You find me Ruben, send it back to Ruben. Ruben has to buy it. See if Ruben's willing to buy it. Who's Ruben willing to buy it?
Yes, because Ruben's going to owe me money anyway. Even if I give you the land you're asking for, I have to chase after Ruben to pay him back. So I have to do Ruben.
Right.
He's not such a great guy. Okay. I'm not going to ask him anyway. So I'll sell the land that I don't want. I think the baby is the exception.
You're
not going to put the baby to myself.
Who's this Ruben going to buy it?
He has to. He owes me money. He has to give me money.
Okay.
So I have to sell the property.
He doesn't have any money.
What?
He doesn't have any money now.
Okay, so I'll wait for him. Anyway, it's a
sucker
anyway.
What do you want? I'm taking this land.
That makes sense what we're saying.
Why? I'm taking that.
Because he's going to have to. He's going to give.
Hi, Balfour, you think
that? Babies away?
No, they have to give the
babies. He can get in his way.
Yeah.
Then throw the money for Ruben. Go chase after
that. That's cool.
What?
I was like, show you that. What do you have? What's your problems got to do with me?
I'm holding up the bananas.
I'm taking it away.
It's
Meshubbat to me.
It's not.
It's in.
I'm giving the divorce back.
You can't give me this divorce.
Why not?
Go and do that.
I'm not
giving it. Go and do the divorce. No, no, what the thing? The dinner is
going to take you now.
But the dinner is going to take it out. It's Meshubbat.
Who says?
Because it's Meshubbat to me.
No, the divorce is Meshubbat.
If you can give me the divorce, I'll take the divorce. You can't.
What?
If you can give me the divorce, I'll take the divorce. But you can't give me the divorce.
What?
I never bought the Zibur,
but
you mistake it, it's by him. So I'll take the bench.
What?
Oh, you mean I'll hide the star?
Yeah.
I'll hide the star. What was the answer to that? I'll hide the star. What?
You could do it. We were shot. I can use it as a liar.
No, it was a... No. I like the strike, you know, I never, and there was all one star.
Wow.
And you're thinking, I like the strike, you know, I never had it. And then I like the strike, you know, I never had it. And therefore, you have to think of the Bruce. That's not a good question.
No,
no,
no. Who's making this claim? Is it a lady or is it Shimon? Shimon had it with the question. Okay, no, no, no. We're not going to talk about lady, though. Even with
lady. Right. Places said beforehand that that time we didn't know that text. One second, that's a good thing on the card. You shall see. So you have to talk about yourself onto that text. Aha, you're asking good. Now, what's the thing saying? The whole thing that he said that. It's not like he said that. It's a high green star at all. I don't need to go and sell it back to him. I don't need to sell it back to him. I just hide the star because I never bought it from him. I never bought it from him. So you can take it. You can take it as a gross. Second, so share on.
So he'll say, "Have you ever proved maybe if you bought the second one? Prove it. You don't have to start to prove it. Because I'm letting it be with you, so you don't have to prove that you bought it. I have to move alone, so it's usually with the need.
Barfoy, the first is good, really, not knowing anything that is himself. When he said, "No, I saw the old show."
Yeah.
Then he goes, "No, it's actually
good." Yeah, that's
good. No, I didn't buy that. Did you?
And he's just right. We're talking about here in the cases there, we're talking about the Ishok, the Mixul. But the person who's a Balchoyf, so in much as he doesn't have the Shah, so he's got no document to prove that the Bainus, that he bought the Bainus either.
Right.
If he doesn't have a document to prove the Bainus, he'll take the Bainus. So what do you want to say? No, I've got the Bainus.
Prove it.
Well, prove it. So.
I'm not sure.
And I'm sure. So you don't have it. And when you do understand, then you prove most that you bought the divorce. So one star. Maybe that you couldn't say that.
But the witnesses.
There were witnesses. Maybe the witnesses.
The witnesses would say anything about
it. More the Venus and the
divorce.
Yes.
No, the witnesses in fact said he only bought the Venus and not by this.
That's the wrong view. Yeah.
Then you'll have to be.
But then
they can say,
I'm excited,
not
in challenge.
So, it's a very interesting. Very interesting. Thing. Well, I know that some exchanges say we can make savings after this cash. We can make savings, so you can't sell it back, and therefore, right. Yeah. That was the problem with thesis because hiding the star, that was our cash, I'm sure it's cash. Hiding a star would work even if the eye said that was a marriage card on the thesis. Kids are in a bit of a stuck. Very good.
What was that question?
I'm sure asked the thesis. So even if there's an element of hiding a star, then even if there's you're saving it, you could have done that. Gemara says, why Ben Zokin? Gemara says, why Ben Zokin? Why did he have to pay? No, Ben Zokin, Gemara. Why Ben Zokin? Why did he have to pay this? He should hide the star, or he should say, I'll give back the Ziburis to the Obeinis, to the Yusein. I'll give back the original owner. To which Gemara answers, which one is saying, I'll help to give it back. But almost, if you're hiding a star, then the child, I never bought it. It's not that I'm giving back. I'm selling back to life.
I can take the industry with that. I'm shocked.
In which case?
Because I don't spoke about
it. When talking.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's okay, so I'm all
the so we said that at the time. He's got eight himself. Or that. Yeah. There wasn't. I read him. I read him. I bought
so what? Would you buy?
It is.
Just is.
They don't need to speak more than what they say.
Exactly. The basic lasted.
We're selling back to some. We're selling back to some on the basis that they are the notes of the old state.
But it's not selling back to some. It's not new. It's not new. It's not
just denying it.
The part of the part is stated. The result inherited it when the father died.
No,
the
father is like a piece of it. It's all just the same. But if inherited it, what's going to be inherited? I would say, that case, where they reject the possibility of not having selling back. So you can't sell back if you're selling to someone. Bang, that's a buck. If you're saying to someone, either they're receiving it because of part of the state, which is something to you, or they might just as well be gone up buying it, which is where they have been sold. And they're buying, and then it's doing something to you.
It's not a shipment because you can't be going to the hospital and be receiving it.
It cuts off.
You save it by hand, don't you? Yeah. Well,
you save it.
You can't be going from the hospital or receiving it. Absolutely not. Can't be going from the hospital
receiving it. You don't have to be from that. You're selling
it in
the group.
Yeah, that's wrong. So, okay, another question. Did we finish this?
Yes, we did.
Okay, so we said you can't force him to set up and do it, so they'll tell him, you know what, if you want me to do it, I'm going to do it. So he said, I'm going to wait for you to. What will you do?
My son.
You won't be able to set it.
Anyway, if I give you.
Well, then it's worse.
That makes it worse. Fine. Because he's going to give him now the bait. What do you say?
Yes.
He's going to give him. Yes. Doesn't have to. No. Why would he have to?
Well, what's he going to do?
He's telling him, if I give you back the bait of this, then I'm stuck with his divorce. Mm-hmm. And I have to chase after.
Okay, that's your problem. Okay.
No, so I'll give you back his divorce.
How you going?
We'll go back and give back his divorce.
You done last?
I'll see the girlfriend a little bit. I tell him they'll make a little bit of money on the side, 1% back. And
he's got no money and
no money.
I'm all back. Remember, why is the Bartholomew coming? Who owes him money?
Seven.
Who owed him money?
Ruben.
Ruben obviously has some element of my curse to tell you to this person that lent him money.
Yeah.
Huh? Do you think you're going to be yourself to pull over the person that bought it from him?
Yeah.
Or Michelle de Paula with the person that lent him money.
You use someone bad to raise it. But the thing is, that money's not going to keep this because then the Kuwait said,
whatever.
Take that money. Wait, because you have a legal right. You're saying he doesn't have a legal right. I say, I'm suggesting he does.
No, he doesn't have a legal right unless he actually does it.
He's going to do it.
If he does, he doesn't. If he does, he does. There's nothing to do with it. Why can't you do it? If he does it, then I'll lock him to bring him.
Well,
if you've been mad down it, then I'm not in, but then you're going, okay. So you say, listen, you owe me the business, I'm taking the business. If you want to return the Ziboris, that's your business, and then I'll have to go back to it. But for now, my discussion between me and you is the business, nothing to do with Ziboris. You can't push me off to the Ziboris. What you can do is sell it back. Like I said, if you manage to sell it back, you do. I'm not going to take the Ziboris now.
They give time to do it.
30 days, that's the time of the sacrifice.
Okay.
If you have in 30 days, you can manage to do it, like a shot, otherwise, I'm taking the business. Right?
So who now is it Sean who's making this claim, or is it Lady? Or is it
Lady? Lady is coming. Lady, who wants it?
Answer.
We're talking about the Balchoy who came to Lady, who's got all the babies.
Right.
So can Lady say, go and get the Ziboris? Shimon. Just like Shimon would have been able to say, take the Ziboris. So he's saying no. Because since Shimon can't say, take the Ziboris, all Shimon can do is return the Ziboris. He can't say, take the Ziboris. So maybe also can't say, take the Ziboris.
Okay,
not
that.
Right. No, not possible.
But say, why?
Because since Shimon couldn't say, take the Ziboris,
Shimon could.
Could not. All Shimon could say is, I'll return the Ziboris. He couldn't say, take the Ziboris. Shimon and Barclay have nothing to do with the Ziboris. All Shimon can do is return the Ziboris to the remainder. The Barclay will have to get the Ziboris. But Shimon can't say take the Ziboris. Shimon can't say take which pen it is.
Right.
He can't say take the Ziboris. All he can do is make it that he won't have the Ziboris anymore. So Levi, also when he bought the land, it's much more simple with Levi. When he bought the land, he only bought one right. To give out the
baby.
That's
not. You never had the right. This is a very unique case. We upgrade the states and we need the states and we talk and we'll be able to do it.
What do you mean in the states and
not? If Lady Brothers say this and shouldn't come, if Lady and the vice falls down and say, Lady, this is not. He has the right to be back later.
Right.
Right.
Then he would say, don't you need to say the babies? Right, then he would be interested. Yeah.
So he'd be able to push Michael Schiller.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. As much as Shimon could say, don't take the Idris, take the Bainis. So to Levi could say, don't take the Idris, take the Bainis. Right? Exactly right.
Well, maybe not. Even though he
has an open divorce.
Send it to Bainis.
He has an open divorce.
So you don't need to win books.
Huh?
Don't need to divorce.
Well, the whole threat is if you don't stay quiet, we're going to give back his divorce.
And he doesn't have it.
That's the whole threat. No.
So
but he doesn't have a divorce.
Who does that? Shimon's got it.
No, but Levi has it.
So I have the right from Shimon to do whatever you could do, I would do.
But
he does have you. But that's also in the previous case, you didn't tell him. Because I've got the right. Like the two bailiffs in, right? He also doesn't have another bailiff to choose which one. He bought the right to say, I'm choosing which bailiffs. So he also bought the right to say, don't you need this, take the bailiffs. Because
it's crazy. Yeah. I bought the right to force Shimon to sell back his goods. When you bought the Edis from Shimon,
no.
You bought the right to claim.
You bought the right to threaten.
No, you bought the right to force.
You got bought the right
to force. You can't.
You bought the right to threaten.
I mean, it's not happy about the way to do it. That is not the way to think it's not threat. Not threat.
The threat is take the Edis from Shimon, because otherwise Shimon will give back the Ziburis and you'll be stuck. That's the threat.
Right. So now let's say he says, yeah, okay, I'm willing to go with Brett. Can now Levi force him and sell the divorce? You're saying ultimately that Levi can now force him to sell the divorce.
Forcing him to sell the divorce is threatening the guy who he's saying, listen, take the bailiffs, it's to die you, because otherwise, you know what's going to happen? Shimon could sell back the land.
Shimon can't say no to selling the bailiffs.
No, Shimon would have to give out the business.
Will happen.
Yeah. Because
that's
or because yeah. Or Shimon could sell back the divorce if he really wants to, but he'd have to give out the business unless he wants to do all that. Yeah. So we are discussing Levi, we're not discussing Shimon. It's not Levi. Levi has the right to say, in that case, that you're sick. In this case, Levi has no right to say take the business. Take the Ziburis could otherwise what? Otherwise, Shimon will give back to because Shimon never had a right for that. Just Shimon would sell it back. He never had a lucky grant. And Shimon bought when Levi bought the business, he didn't buy a right to push off to Ziburis. That's very in Levi it's very good.
I have a question.
You have a question.
One good question.
We've had a lot. Christmas Day. Yeah.
Can all of the can each of these purchasers actually pay off the debt with instead of giving up the land, pay off with Sukkot?
Sure, if they want to.
They could.
Sure.
Meaning he doesn't have the name on. He doesn't have a right to force them to give up the land as opposed to the Sukkot.
No. So the cash flow. So the case of the
maybe only finds through a cash.
No.
I don't even know.
How do you know that you can pay up your chayv with anything?
Absolutely. This is not now.
I'll tell you about the same soil that Tais just said. That when I bought the land, I bought it with all the rights that you had. Mm-hmm. Reuven had the right to pay up with Subin instead of giving up the land. So it's right.
That's a relationship between Levi and Shimon or Shimon and Reuven. That's not a relationship of Shimon.
Why not?
It's a different relationship.
It's
not the same.
Why shouldn't that be?
So you don't
want to make
it,
but
you don't
need the land. No, I think it's double cost. Reminds me of double cost.
Really?
Yeah. So I earn money. That's what you're saying. You want to take my land,
it's low
money. So
I
think
it's double
cost.
So what did we pass regarding the beta list and he has in case of course? When he has a Bainanis, and it's being asked for the Bainanis.
Who's the Bachoy?
Sorry, it's being asked for the Ziburis instead.
Who's the Bachoy?
Yeah. Bachoy is asking for the Ziburis.
So you can take it.
You can take it? Why? Paying the Bainanis. It's definitely more, it's easier for you to get your money back.
No.
It's easier for you to get your money back than the Ziburis, right?
So,
like I can give you Subi, I should be able to afford to take the bail.
No.
That's
that is very this. And that's always something. Because you can say that, whatever you can say, it's gone higher than you may be. That's the Holy Saint of Jesus. It could very well be that the Malchus, for whatever reason, wanted to be Bruce. And the Torah, because I'll give him a penis, but they won't off here that him to Bruce. He's got a right to the Bruce. And I'll tell you, he meant to get the Bruce. Because our Jesus, not Jesus, says that if the Malchus wants the Bruce, he can force him to give his
no, Bruce. No, I'm not so sure that
he, even from the original.
I think we're assuming that this is in cash or assuming. I don't think it's a tail. I don't think you can force him to give his Bruce.
Okay, we can find that out. I think so, but you can.
I
don't find that. You want to I thought it was double portion. It's okay. If I stand great, but I really don't think so. But again, if you ask that Solomon, source please. Okay. Source as in S-O-U-R-C-E and not S-A-U.
George.
Okay, so that's that. Baruch Hashem. I did want to see the Rosh, but it's a little late now. But you've seen Rosh, you went through it.
Yes.
Rosh is fairly contagious on a few points. Perhaps on Sunday, I don't know. We'll be starting new sugya next week. We have Sam Omar Oho. Where are we up to? Next sugya is. Omar Oho, we reached the top, wasn't that? Okay, so now one second, please. Omar Bayez. Okay, which will take us till Rav Huna Omar. Which is 7 lines down on the next one. Okay. All right, that's going to be the next one. Should we sell the brush or something small?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes. So I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, buy it. I'm buying it. Oh, something like that.
Okay.
So the interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's at the end of this week's parasha. Talks about the unhappy episode of the Jews being nitzmad to Baal Peor. Here we see nitzmadim to Baal Peor. By tzomid it says they did. By tzomid you saw Baal Peor. So Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin, by tzomid or nitzmadim like a tzmid, like a bracelet. Since they were like a bracelet to David, David Zadorah. You're dvekim. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So what exactly does this Gemara mean, Medrash mean? So as Sonia Shapokma says, that in every person's guf, there's a behemin, chelika behemin. Every behemin has taibis. Taibis enjoys to eat, enjoys to rest. Enjoys do dashmish has certain types which Bema has, and people have that as well. And then there's an element of sikhli, rochani. And there's a big difference between them. It says that you know, we accept korbanos from Rishayim, from Goyim, we accept korbanos. We don't accept korbanos from Ovdei Avodah Zarah, from Jews or Ovdei Avodah Zarah. What's the pshat? He said, because if a person does something gashmi as a taibah, it doesn't become him. It's just he's got this type of sleep. Has a type. His body does this. His body eats. His body sleeps. He has a certain type. But the sechel comes from the chelik of the kamamal. It's a sechel. The things you use with your brain is nidbak to you. It becomes you. Says that we can accept kabbonis from people who are various. So they're not various, we can accept kabbonis. But for people who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Ovdei Avodah Zarah is an element of Ruchani. There's no Gashmias in Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It's a Seichel. So they then became somewhat Nidbak to Avodah Zarah. Then we can't accept their Korbanos from such people because they've got a Chelik of Avodah Zarah on them. Baal Peor was, what was Baal Peor? It was Kula Gashmi. He'd eat and drink and then be matches in front of him. It was Kula Gashmi. And that's what it was. And says the Pasuk, they were nitzmodim. They became like a bracelet. They became a bracelet, something which beautified the guf. It's not the guf. It beautified the guf. They became nitzmodim. So they were nitzmodim. And they were served up into the Zohar Mamish in that Gashmi way, in a way that became Talmud. And you learn Geteya, or in Yom Yerushalmi, you're Dvikim Hashem in Mamish Torah, Hashem in Geteya. That's the kind of the Torah that we've been Zechar to be Nizdavik with, right? With the Drakta, we're becoming dog with the Rebbein Shalem, right? They're using our Sefer, using our Kerch, which the Rebbein Shalem gave us, gives us a Kerch, not to be Tzomot, even Tzomot is very close, Tzomot Apostles, Mamish close. Oh, this is much stronger, David. Torah, Dvikim Hashem, Dvikim Hashem, Dvikim Hashem. Should be safe to make use of it and continue to do so. Tzomot is as close as you can get without becoming you.
Double is?
Is you. Uh-huh. A person's learning Torah, it becomes a chelik of the person. Bahari becomes Torah, becomes part of him. That's the Vikis. Tzomot is very close. It's as close as you can possibly get, like a bracelet, but it's not him. It beautifies him. That's a bracelet, yeah? That's what they did. They became really close to Avodah Zarah, but they didn't change into becoming the chil, Avodah Zarah becoming part of them. That's mitzmodim, or the atem, the dvikim. He did him on to you. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin. The biur is meshach. The biur, the explanation of this medrash.
The Gemara makes a distinction between Tzomot and Davod.
Yeah. Sanhedrin.
So tattoo would more be like by soul is about because it's that would that be
what are you saying?
Tattoo.
Tattoo is not of it's a stump type.
Right, beautiful.
Whatever.
It's not removable.
Yeah, it says here. Atem ben Yisrael Enoikin, and it's modern but the Baal Po'oi. Not that one. The Mastis and Tono, and it's modern the Baal Po'oi, Kitzmid al Dei Isho. The Atem Advekim, Hashem Elkechem, Dvukim Marsh. So that's how the Mishnah wants me, Mazvit. Then they're like a Tzmid. Say that a Taibe can be, you can be really close to your Taibe, but that's all the old man. You with the Taibe of Limatoyo. Isak in your Ruchani is Dveikim Mash. Okay, very good. Have a good day. Good Shabbos.
Dealing with Dveikim now, so